Proclamation number 6689, dated the November 15th, 1956. The Nian should be mentioned time and again. You should seize every opportunity to mention the Nian, for you are approaching it with giant strides. Admittedly, you will not be believed. People will laugh at you and mock you, but you should do so all the same, because people will remember your words as soon as unusual happenings take place on Earth which are inexplicable to them. Even total unbelievers will recall your words, and amongst them will be a few again who will take the possibility into account and thus spend thought on it. I know that you will only meet with little success when you want to convey the gospel to them, and they will keep their hearts and ears closed. I also know that the announcements of the end will find even less belief, yet I will not let anything come upon people without warning and admonishing them first, and for this you shall lend me your mouth. For I cannot speak to them myself. After all, their faith is too weak, and therefore their hearts are incapable of hearing my voice. But I can do it through you when you tell them what my spirit has revealed to you. The world event will take its course, and yet, a few people will relate it to that which they had learned from you. Their thoughts will have been pointed in the right direction, which may still be a blessing to them in the forthcoming time. You will find little belief. That, too, is known to me. And yet it is better for them to have been informed than not to have received any indications at all, and to be surprised by the end in complete ignorance. And this is why every day is still a gift of grace for humanity, for it can still be spiritually utilized, both by you through your work of spreading enlightenment as well by those who hear about the gospel from you. For they would only need to take your words to heart and then live according to my will. They would only need to make an effort to fulfill my commandments of love, and would still be able to achieve much for their souls until the end. Don't tire and slacken in your work for me and my kingdom, because in the last days this is the most urgent work, which is more important than all earthly activity. Although your fellow human beings don't look upon it as work and deny it all merit. But people don't know how useless the work that they accomplish themselves is if they only work in an earthly sense without any spiritual striving, without a spiritual goal. And you should also draw their attention to the fact that they will not keep anything, that everything will perish, and that they are wasting their energy of life by only using it earthly. They should know that they could use it to obtain spiritual goods and thereby gather everlasting treasures for eternity. You will find little belief, however. Words once taken up by the heart and intellect can certainly be forgotten, but they will surely appear again, and then may still be effective enough to be taken seriously. Every human being will still be addressed by me in the coming time, and you support me insofar as that you are the connecting link between them and me, that you will only voice what I have to say to them all. And the events of the time will add to emphasizing your words, therefore always be prepared, my servants on earth, for me to call upon you if I need you, to speak on my behalf. Single quote. And don't think that your work is in vain, because I myself bless your activity and help wherever your strength does not suffice. The time until the end must still be used, and every opportunity must still be seized where redemptive work can still be carried out on a soul, so that it will be snatched from the adversary. Amen.